Welcome to the Enlightening Motherhood Podcast. Here you will find a non-judgmental community offering support to mothers raising children with extra challenges. This community was created for you to empower moms who love their children deeply, but are also feeling frustrated, overwhelmed, or just plain stressed out. We are the place for moms who are sometimes feeling at the end of their rope and are looking for hope and light. Join us as we help you enlighten motherhood. Hey everyone, it's Emily. I want to talk to you today about four kinds of forgiveness that can benefit you as a mother. Okay, so chances are you've heard a lot about the benefits of forgiveness. I'm guessing that a lot of the intro things I'm going to say you may have already heard, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. Forgiveness totally benefits the giver more than the receiver. And one of my favorite ways that I've heard it described is an unburdening of the heart. There's that common phrase, I probably should have looked it up. It might be attributed to somebody, but it's more or less says that holding a grudge is like drinking poison and hoping that the other person dies, right? And so we see all of these ways that forgiveness helps us. Now, forgiveness does not equal, so it is not the same as agreeing with someone. It's not the same as condoning them, condoning their actions or saying that what they did is okay. It does not mean you need to trust the person. It does not mean you don't need to hold boundaries, okay? What it is just letting go of that negativity in our heart, right? It's letting go of that grudge that we're holding on to and all of that, those just bad feelings, just letting them go and freeing up our own heart. Okay? It is much more about the thoughts in your head and the feelings in your heart than it is about anybody else's actions. Okay, so me, I choose a lot of my mindset based on feelings, right? And a lot of even what I'm doing based on feelings. So when I only want to harbor negativity towards another person, well, not only, but when I want to harbor negativity towards another person, regardless of what they've done, I don't feel so stellar, right? I just don't enjoy the feelings that I'm holding on to. It doesn't help me show up the way that I want to in general in my life if I'm just have this part of me that's really not letting go. All right, so every time that I've, and sometimes we hold these grudges without realizing it. And when we stop and we investigate and we realize, oh, I could forgive in this way, it really does just release some of your heart. It unburdens it. Okay, so there are many kinds of forgiveness, ways that we can forgive, right, that can benefit us in general as human beings. But today, I want to talk to you about four areas that will benefit you greatly, specifically as in your role as a mother. Okay, now, one thing that's kind of neat as I go through the list, you might notice each layer getting progressively a little bit deeper, and it's intended like that. I'm going to start with perhaps the most obvious. Number one, you will benefit greatly from forgiving your children. Now, this one, it probably seems kind of obvious, but sometimes we forget it. Kids are going to make bad choices. Sometimes when they're little, it's a little bad choice. As they get bigger, maybe it's a big bad choice, right? Sometimes they will lie and say they didn't lie, and sometimes it's a lot worse than that, okay? But regardless of the kind of bad choice, sometimes kids will make choices that were probably not the best choice to make. Your children will learn from them. Right? You can definitely learn from them. You can, and I would highly recommend that you do, teach them, instruct them, help them through the consequences of their bad actions, right? Don't try to release them or free them from those consequences, but, help them get through them. You can set boundaries. I definitely recommend all of that, and I could do a whole podcast episode on that. Okay, but please, meanwhile, Let go of that grudge that you might be holding. Let go of those negative feelings you may be harboring towards them. Okay, I can tell you from personal experience that it is so freeing. Not only will you feel better, you'll show up better for your children, for your husband, and you'll show up so much better to yourself. By the way, your children will notice this. And when you mess up, because, you know, you're pretty amazing, but you're going to mess up. We all will, right? We all do, and we all will. But when you mess up, your children will, over time, notice that you have probably been forgiving them, even if you don't say it. And then they will be more likely to follow your lead. Okay, especially if you go to them and you seek repair after messing up. Again, none of us are perfect. We aren't supposed to be. We're all just trying our best. And we can learn from our mistakes as we go. I've noticed that when I haven't wanted to forgive my children, that it's kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back whenever I turn and I realize, why did I lose it on my child? I can stop and think, oh, it's because I was holding grudges from the last time he melted down, or the last time he did something I didn't like, or the last time that he was unfair to his brother, or whatever. And I've kind of held all those grudges until they did something small, and I just end up flipping out at them. Not always a moment I'm super proud of. They're so much less frequent now than they used to be, but even still, once in a while, right, when they do happen, I can stop and reflect, and I realize, oh, maybe I was holding a grudge, and that's why I flipped at that moment. But, okay, let's move on. The second type of forgiveness I'll be discussing today is to forgive others' judgments. Now, remember, I said that these would probably get progressively more difficult. Okay, so chances are, if you are parenting children that are still learning to control their emotions and therefore control a lot of their behaviors, right, you may often feel spread thin. There is even a chance that, like me, you are deeply feeling also. And since you may be unsure of how to handle certain situations, your brain may be even more hypervigilant, looking for evidence to feed your lack of confidence. Okay, so let me say that another way. Like, if in your head you have these thoughts saying, oh, I don't know if I'm doing a good job, your brain is now on alert. Oh, I'm going to look for evidence to prove to you that you're not doing a good job. Because your brain isn't super concerned about having you be confident, right? It's just wanting you to be right. And so if you're thinking that you're not doing a good job, your brain is going to go, oh, look, let's find evidence of this. And so when someone at the grocery store gives you a sideways glance, when you're trying to help your kid who's screaming over something, or when a neighbor makes a comment about your child's behavior, or when someone at church makes a side remark about something your kid did, even if it's a benign comment, and even if that person means no harm, chances are your brain might offer you the thought that that person is being judgmental, that they're being unfair, right? That they're looking down on you, or that they're thinking that you're not doing this right. Whatever negative thought your brain is offering to you. Okay, here's the thing. Number one, your brain might offer you that thought. That doesn't mean you have to take it. I tell myself all the time when I'm offered thoughts like that, like, no, thank you, brain. That's not going to serve me, right? You don't actually have to believe it just because your brain pops it out to you. You don't have to hold on to it. Okay, and here's another really big thing. When those people, like, even if you don't realize that thought and you find yourself feeling hurt and feeling offended, you really need to know that nobody can make you feel offended. Okay, gonna read a long quote here that was really monumental for me. This is by David A. Bednar. He says, when we believe or say we have been offended, we usually mean we feel insulted, mistreated, snubbed, or disrespected. And certainly clumsy, embarrassing, unprincipled, and mean-spirited things do occur in our interactions with other people that would allow us to take offense. However, it is ultimately impossible for another person to offend you or to offend me. Indeed, believing that another person offended us is fundamentally false. To be offended is a choice we make. It is not a condition inflicted or imposed upon us by someone or something else. Fascinating, isn't it? Okay, so let's think of this logically. If the neighbor, the person at church, the friend, the family member, whoever, right? If the other person didn't intend to offend you and you still took offense, right? Like, what's that point? If they didn't even mean it and suddenly you're feeling offended, like, how is that going to serve you? Mm-hmm. And now let's flip it around. What if someone said something offensive and they intended to hurt you? They wanted to insult you. They were really just being mean-spirited. And then you are offended. Well, boom. They win. That mean-spirited person got what they wanted. And so the way I see it is, well, I don't want to take offense when they didn't mean it. And I totally don't want to let them win if they are meaning it, right? And so for me, if I want to serve me, this has nothing to do with them. It's all about me, right, at this point. If I want to better serve me, and if I want to serve my family by showing up more in the way that I want to show up, I can just forgive them, right? I can just forgive them. I don't even have to understand why they said it, what they intended, what it really meant. I don't even have to go there. I can just let it all go. Okay. This quote is a little bit stronger than what I would say, but I did want to slip it in. This is by Brigham Young. He said, "He who takes offense when offense was not intended is a fool. Yet he who takes offense when offense is intended is an even greater fool. Or he has succumbed to the will of his adversary." Okay, so I would love to challenge you to let go of the chains of worrying so much about what other people are thinking of your parenting. There, no matter which way you parent, no matter what parenting style you decide is best for you and for your family and for your children, no matter what, there will always be someone out there who doesn't agree with you, right? There will always be people out there who might not show up in the best way either, right? Who might even just be mean. If you want to help yourself, though, right? Just don't worry so much about what they're thinking. Find your own measuring sticks that matter to you. For example, for me, the things that matter to me are the things that me, my husband, and God all share that we think matter for our children, right? Those are the three for me that are my big measuring sticks for me choosing my parenting choices. Not my neighbor, not my mother-in-law, as amazing as she is. And if you're listening to this, I love you. Just using that as an example. Not my own mother, right? Not my best friend. Certainly not someone at a grocery store, right? None of that matters. Okay. Me, my husband, and God. Those are my measuring sticks. Find what your measuring sticks are and stick to that and use that. And don't worry about what other people are thinking or judging. It doesn't matter. Okay, but speaking of my husband, brings me to my next point on a major area of forgiveness that can benefit us mothers. Okay, number 3, forgive your husband. Now, this, if you are a single mother, right? Or even if you're not, this can apply to anybody that is helping you co-parent. It could be a babysitter. It could be your mom, maybe a mother-in-law. It could be daycare. Anybody that is helping you with parenting your child or helping to care for your child in a caregiver type of role. Okay. But I'm going to say husband just to keep this simple. So I personally think that this is a really difficult one for me in particular. Because often, like, my husband is the closest person to me, right? We often see our husband as our soulmates, our other half, or help me, whatever word you want to, like in Spanish, we would say, mi media naranja. He's the other half of my orange, right? So sometimes our brain, like we have all of these thoughts, like he completes me or whatever words you might have. So sometimes our brain does these tricks into getting us to think that because our husbands are so close to us or we're so close to our husbands, right? That means that he should do exactly what we would have done in that situation. Okay, it sounds kind of weird when we look at it from that point of view, but stop and think about it. Really, I think most of us do this all the time. I've heard in so many coaching sessions, okay, and, you know, probably said in my own life, you know, for sure, more than with the coaching sessions, I would have never done XYZ. Or if I were in that situation, I would have done ABC. I do this for my husband, so I want him to do the same thing for me, right? Whatever it is, I hear it a lot of different ways that we think my husband should have done what I would have done had I been in that exact same situation. Here's the thing. Your husband will make choices that you would not have made. Okay. It's going to be tricky. But the really, really big thing is that your husband is very, very, very bad at being you. But he is excellent at being your husband. Okay? Give him the same freedom to do things differently that you would appreciate having if you were in his shoes. This one is hard, I know, but if you can just give him permission to not be you, that will be a great first step. And then going back, when he does things, when he messes up, when you really wish he hadn't done certain thing, whatever the case, if you are holding a negative grudge in your heart, it's going to show up in the way that you are in your relationship with him. It's going to show up in the way that you're parenting your children. It's going to be felt in your family dynamic. If you can just let it go and forgive him for not being perfect, right? You can forgive him. Again, like the whole trust, boundaries, all of that, like that's something else. But just take all of those negative feelings out. You will feel so much more free in your heart. Okay. So we're getting closer and closer. This one might be the hardest for many people. Number 4, forgive yourself. Okay, remember how I said that each layer might get progressively more difficult to forgive? And I think it's because each layer that I was giving you, it kind of got closer and closer to you. And we tend to be the hardest on ourselves. Okay, I am all for learning from past mistakes. I am all for learning from them. But as I often say, I would really recommend that you are a judge. That you're not a judge, right? That you're not a judge, and that instead you are a detective. Okay, so you can, when you biff it, right? When you do something that you wish you hadn't done, that you didn't show up your best, maybe you yelled, maybe you said something sarcastic and hurtful, whatever it was, right? I mean, admit that it wasn't your most stellar moment. Don't try to cover it up and gloss it over or whatever. Like, you can admit it wasn't your most stellar moment. Build that repair with your child or whoever, but often it's with our children, right? Go back, try to fix it as much as we can, right? Hey, I'm sorry I yelled at you today. I shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. Try to learn from it and move on. You don't have to accept, agree, or condone what you did to be able to provide forgiveness to yourself. But letting it go, right? Letting go of those negative feelings towards yourself, freeing yourself of that lingering mommy guilt, frees you up to have more resources for your children. And as a side note, isn't it super intriguing to you that letting go of your mommy guilt actually helps you be more effective as a mom? That is just so fascinating to me. Okay, anyways, moving on. Andrea Brandt once said, acknowledge that not everyone is self-aware or empathetic enough to admit they've done something wrong. Appreciate that you're the kind of person who can recognize your faults and mistakes and say, I did this. I am responsible. You've done something wrong, yes, but at your core, you are a good person. Okay. She then continues saying that no benefit or good can come from keeping yourself stuck in the disempowering pattern of self-punishment. Punishing yourself doesn't serve anyone. To serve others and make your life better, you must forgive yourself. Okay, this is often the most difficult for many women. But again, in my experience, I am telling you, it will help you so, so much in showing up in the way that you want to live your life. Spend some time with yourself. Reach inside and forgive. You can still be a detective, and I've mentioned this in a lot of other episodes, and I'll mention it in future ones. At those times when you weren't stellar, go back and be curious. Like, what was going on? Did you have unmet needs? That's usually what it is. What was your unmet need? How can you learn from it in the future? Right? But you don't need to judge yourself. Like, you don't need to be the judge and pass a sentence on yourself. Just forgive yourself. It will help you out a lot. Okay, now this was not meant to be an all-inclusive list, but as a review, okay. Number one, if you can forgive your children. Number two, forgive other people. You know, I said that these were getting progressively closer, but I'm pretty sure your sorry. Oh, this is a total random thought. I'm pretty sure that your children are closer to you than some random person at the grocery store. So maybe this wasn't getting progressively closer, but. Oh, well. Anyways, number one, forgive your children. Number two, forgive other people that you feel might be judging your parenting. Okay, number three, forgive your husband and or other people that help you parent your children. And number four, forgive yourself. Okay. Not an all-inclusive list, but I believe that if you can work on forgiving in these areas, right? That it's going to help you out a lot. It's going to bless you in your own life. It is going to unburden your heart and free you up to better have the mindset, work on your mindsets, right? Work on your goals and really show up as the mom that you want to be. Thanks for listening. Have a beautiful day.